BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I end up photobombing at a Harry Potter experience at King's Cross. Also, Showbiz Katie, our showbiz reporter who we gave a job to yesterday. Only she doesn't do any showbiz on today's show. You'll find out why. Chris has a massive rant about Ryan Gosling again. We're on the phone to Lady Gaga, speaking to us from Chicago. And real or no real with our lovely listener, Lexi.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. Oh, that means it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yes.
So if you don't normally hear us in the afternoon, we do a little thing where we play the track Bumbleo to signify that it's the middle of the week. It's kind of, well, more than halfway through, because it's a bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
Oh, that's good, because the problem was last week, I did feel that with us doing the breakfast show, it was almost too early for Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yeah, but like a lot of people have got Friday off, so
true.
I think we could do it. I think we're going quite early. What are you lot saying? 8-1-9.
I'm just up for it today. You know what? Like, I woke up and I felt really tired when I woke up, and I thought, oh God, it's Wednesday. And I thought, don't worry, it's Bumbleo Wednesday.
I know.
It's all fine.
And also, I saw your, I saw you perk up a bit when they mentioned women's football just then in the news.
Yep.
So you love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Fair play to them. Matt on the M62 says, yes, keen for Bumbleo Wednesday early, because technically it's already gone the middle of the week. Matt, we'll do it quite soon. Don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
Also, this morning, we've got a revision power hour from 9 o'clock. So, in the slight chance there might be people listening that are revising, maybe you've pulled an all-nighter. 9 till 10 this morning, it's just songs for you to get your head down, focus, and non-stop revise for an hour.
All the clichés.
All the clichés. Get your head down. 9 till 10. And yesterday afternoon, I spoke to Lady Gaga. Oh. She was in Chicago.
And
she
was on, this? Was
she
it
was
good?
On really good form.
Yeah?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. It's 6:43. Hope you're all right. John Newman is coming. And also Lily Allen, who's joining us tomorrow morning on this show, and American authors. Hello, Sean, who's off to work, who says, Bumbleo now. Calm down. I'll be on in a minute. Jake in Lincoln's off on his way to work. Ella in the Wirral also working. Danielle has done an all-nighter and is also looking forward to the revision power hour between 9 and 10. Ben in Blackpool delivering parcels. Good morning. And Laura in Liverpool driving to Chester. Hi there.
Do you know what I've started doing? I've started on my phone. I've just created an album full of photos of you. Because I've got so many photos of you now doing things that just make me laugh. I thought I'd dedicate a whole album to them.
Oh, okay. I feel quite flattered.
It's quite nice. So when I'm on the train, I can just look through and it just reminds me of silly things you've done.
Where's this going, please?
But it's largely at times you don't remember or you don't expect. Like that time after a night out, I took that photo of you outside a Golden Arches restaurant.
Oh, yeah. And then you had it made into a jigsaw for me.
I had it made into a jigsaw.
That was a really nice thing to do.
It was a good one.
I don't really remember the photo that much, but nice to be reminded of it in jigsaw form.
Anyway, so I was making this album last night, and I found a photo from last week that I'd completely forgotten about. And it was from when me and you were at King's Cross Station.
Right, oh yeah.
In London.
Oh, because we were going to Newcastle. This is like right at the start of our run of breakfast shows.
Yes, and we forgot to talk about it. And
last Monday.
Great. So it's a photo of you at, there's like a Harry Potter experience at King's Cross Station. So obviously, if you know Harry Potter, if you don't, one of the big things in the book is this platform 9 3/4.
Yeah.
Now, in previous times on the show, what you've done is you made me get a trolley at King's Cross Station and run at the wall between platform 9 and platform 10 to see if it does take you to a magical platform.
And it didn't, did it?
No, it really hurt.
Now, the bit, you were telling me that the bit where we made you run at the wall, you can't just run at it willy-nilly anymore. They kind of cordoned it off. But they hadn't, like, that wasn't the case when you did it a couple of years ago.
No, exactly. So
it's
now,
like security there now.
Yeah, so now what they've done is they've got a, like a display. So they've got half a trolley sticking out the wall. and they've labelled it Platform 9 3/4. You can go have your photo taken by it.
Absolutely pointless.
Now, tourists are loving it.
Right, like, there's a queue. That's such a long queue.
There's a big long queue, and then you get given a sort of Harry Potter scarf.
But there's a woman whose job it is just to give people the scarf, put it around their neck, and then take it back off them. And then the next person, and the next person. Yes. All day. That's what she does. It just go, here's the scarf, picture. Right, I'll have the scarf back, next person.
Now, I think you were a bit overtired, but you strongly disagreed with this as a job.
What are you queuing up for? This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm not a Harry Potter fan, okay? Sorry.
I think that was part of the problem. You didn't appreciate
it. I don't get it. What are they doing? And why are they, like, holding onto the trolley and jumping in the air?
Yeah, so what people do is they hold onto this trolley, that, you know, only half a trolley, and
they do kind of, like, backwards look. Yeah. And then jump in the air.
And then jump in the air, and they have their photo taken. It looks like they're going through the wall.
All right. Is that in the film, then?
Which is in the film, right. And in the book. It's quite a big deal.
Sure.
Anyway, you so strongly disagreed with this that what you decided to do is walk next to the trolley, you know, right next to where people are having these nice photos done, looking like they're going through the wall.
I just wanted to get a closer look.
And stand there like a lost tourist. Just to ruin their photos.
I didn't want to ruin their photo. I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. So here's my thinking. In the back of a lot of people's photos, if you were at this Harry Potter tourist thing, you might see Scott just lurking, pretending to look around do his laces. He spent a good 10, 15 minutes trying to ruin everyone's photos.
No, I was just a bit tired and I didn't see the point of it. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you queuing up there?
I took a photo of you trying to ruin everyone else's photo.
I'm not trying to ruin them. Don't, because the Harry Potter fans are going to go crazy at me.
And it's in my new album.
Have you got it there?
I have got it. So what I'll put it up on my Twitter.
Oh, amazing.
I doubt you'll retweet it to all your millions of followers.
Probably not.
I'll put it up on mine anyway if you do want to have a little look.
Right.
Funny times.
I also want to see what else is in that photo album.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, people are calling me a grump. Just like, I'm just in their photo. Like, I'm just in the background.
You're a muggle.
What does that mean?
Ah, it's Harry Potter talk.
All right. Someone says photo bomb. Hey! I think they're still on.
We're right on the photo bombing at the moment, aren't we? I mean, we did the Platform 9 3/4 where you did, and then that. Do you know that picture of us outside the One Show where we thought we'd just try and get on TV, and we sort of lurked around the background of the One Show? It got thousands of likes.
We were just bored.
I say we do it again.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you really wanted to drop trowel.
I did, yeah.
We can't do that. We'll be wrestled to the ground. There's security there and barriers. So it was a couple of weeks ago when we were just trying to... I don't remember what we were waiting for, but it was
Nothing.
7 o'clock.
We literally just went along just for a laugh.
It was 7 o'clock and we were still here. And we were like, all right, let's go and see the One Show. But we did get on.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
You can see us in the background, but yeah. I think next time we do masks.
No, we can't do masks.
Why?
It's sinister. I don't like it. The Scott Mills Daily. What's going on today?
Only a little bit of showbiz today so far. Every day, Katy Perry's linked to another person at Coachella, allegedly. And today, one paper is saying that Katy Perry has the eyes for Diplo. But I'm literally saying it changes every day.
Right. Is she not still having it off with John Mayer?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not really across that.
Sure.
But as I said, it seems to change every day, so I don't know how much truth there is in that.
And today it's Diplo.
One paper is also saying that Cheryl is trying to get Kim Kardashian to join her at the X Factor as a mentor.
Not going to happen. Oh, right. That might happen.
Do you think?
Yeah. But then what does Kim Kardashian know about actual singing? It won't be on the main show. It'll be when they do the judges' houses.
Right.
And it'll be like Kim and Cheryl sitting on a bonquette.
But as you said, has she ever released a song?
I think she probably has, actually. But, I mean, she's not the first person you'd come to.
What is her first job? What is her job? Sorry.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, is she an actress?
No.
So what has she done?
Well, that video.
Has anyone asked this question?
She's done the video.
Oh.
Yeah, and then, and that's why she's famous. That's it, yeah. She's just famous. She's just Kim Kardashian. She hasn't got a job. She's got, like, a clothing line.
Finally, there's always got to be a story about Rita Ora. I've noticed this in the paper. Every day there's a story about Rita Ora. And today it's been revealed that Nick Grimshaw's dog wants weed on Rita Ora.
And that's your showbiz this morning.
There we go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Lexi.
Morning, Scott.
Lexi is a 22-year-old spray tanner from Kent. This is brilliant news.
Thank you.
I love a spray tan.
I know you do. Chris does too, actually.
I don't like it.
I think Scott pulls it off better.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what it is? I don't get tanned very often. So I think it was weird when it happened that one time.
I think you should make it a regular occurrence.
You must get to see some pretty strange underwear. Because, like, you're seeing people in their pants all day.
All day, every day, yes. I think my favourite pair of pants is worn by one of my regular clients, and it is an elephant's head.
I want some of these. I've seen these ones. You can get elephant ones. I think at Christmas you can get reindeer ones. There's other animals as well, isn't there?
I think you can get pigs and dogs. I swear I've seen a wolf once in a while.
Oh, that would be good.
Who wants wolf underwear?
No, imagine the gimmick, Scott. You get down to your pants, it's elephant.
It's a great wolf. It's going to growl at you.
Does it have sound effects?
Well, I think you can get them where you press it and it makes like the noises of said animal.
Incredible.
Oh, that's great. Are you having a tattoo of a cupcake, please?
I already have a tattoo of a cupcake.
Where?
I'm having more. It's on my lower stomach.
Okay, so there's a cupcake on your lower stomach.
And then it travels up with other cupcakes and ice creams and sweet tea shapes. And I'm having a jammy dodger tattooed at the top of my ribs.
When? When?
This is happening Thursday.
Is there a reason why? Or
why is it all confectionery?
Just because that's what I fancied having tattooed on me. And it's gone from being a very small piece to now a very large piece. And now I can't stop. So the jammy dodger, I think, is going to be the stopping point. That's enough now.
Well, you say that, but then, you know, you'll be like, oh,
wagon wheel.
Have a couple of drinks. Wagon wheel will be on.
Bourbon, something like that, yeah.
All right. OK, well, good luck with the jammy dodger tomorrow.
Thanks.
Let's play Real or No Real, shall we?
Yay.
Okay, so see if you can beat Chris today. Some of these are real, some of them not. Tell me which is which.
A New York restaurant has started Googling its clients when they make a booking so the waiters can greet them with friendly conversation about their work, children and recent holidays.
I both like and dislike this fact. Like, I like that the restaurants go into extra lengths to try and be friendly, but then also it's kind of weird that you can Google stuff about someone and find out stuff and then talk to them about it.
I don't like that at all.
I think it's weird. I think it's really weird. If someone Googled me before I went to a restaurant, they'd want to bring me, you know, spray tan juice and things like that. They'd probably want to feed me with carrots, stick with the orange theme.
See,
I wouldn't like that. Carrots.
Why?
They're orange.
Oh,
they're orange.
Right, yeah. Sorry, I was wondering what comes up on Google when we Google your name.
Spray tanning, and people go, oh, spray tanning, orange, carrots. Mm.
The thing is, right, there are loads of, like, weird and wacky restaurants now, so I can see this, especially in New York, being a thing. But it's not me playing the game.
No. Mm.
So, this New York restaurant Googled you before, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
What about this, though? Is this real or no real?
When he was younger, Tristan from The Vamps was the model pictured on the front of the packaging for Nerf guns.
Hello?
I'm sorry, I find that really funny.
Why?
Obviously, yes.
I don't know. Nerf gun. I don't know.
Do you know what they are?
Are they like the water shooter things? Or are they the ones with the springy thing on the end of it and it hits you on the head? It's got the sponge.
Yeah.
Why did she find it funny? Do you know what? They've all had to have jobs because weren't they all found separately then put together? Am I right with this?
I don't know.
Were they friends before? I imagine they were put together. So going down that line of thought, they must have been doing other jobs to be kind of noticed. And I reckon modelling and that kind of thing, it sort of makes sense. What are you saying, Lexi?
Is it bad that I don't even know what the Vamps look like? I know what they sound like, but if you're going to be modelling like a sort of Nerf gun, I think you need a sort of, I don't know, quiffy style to your hair. And I don't think the vamps are made up of quiff.
They are. They're well quiffy.
Are they?
They are quiffy.
I don't think this is real. I don't think it's real.
I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is no real.
Oh.
What
did they do before then? Okay, next.
If you visit AgroSantos at agrosantos.com at the moment, you'll discover he's a judge on the Venezuelan version of The Voice.
Incredible.
I love AgroSantos.
Do you?
I love his name.
Hang on a second. No one's ever said that. I love AgroSantos. I mean, he's a nice guy in that, but no one's ever... What?
He did that song.
Which
that
was?
That song with that woman. The candy one with the woman from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, he did.
Now, hang on.
And he did his little cool rap in it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
No, but wasn't part of his rap in one of his songs, come and visit me at agrosantos.com?
That was his first song.
Right.
It's that song. It's in that song. It's come and visit me at agrosantos.com. Massive plug on his website. Boom. Visit me at agrosantos.com. Now he's a Venezuelan judge.
And that's what you find when you go to visit him at agrosantos.com.
I haven't put it in a search engine in a while.
It's true, though. When that song was out, I mean, that song did exactly what it needed to, because I was always on agrosantos.com then.
Were you?
Not so much now. So, does the website reveal that he's currently a judge on Venezuelan The Voice, real or no real?
There's so many countries doing X Factor, Voice, Idol shows.
Most of them.
That they must be running out of judges by now.
Mika's on one.
And people at AgroSantos must be getting call-ups. So I'm going to say real.
Mika does X Factor France and The Voice Italy.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's on all of them.
He's from our country.
What?
Mika.
Yeah?
The curly haired one. He's from our country.
Is he?
Why is he working over there?
Well, I think he's part French, part Lebanese as well, actually.
Thanks for a bit of
Mika knowledge for you there. Oh, yeah. So, AgroSantos, real or no real?
Mikapedia. I'm saying, same real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Whoa. All right, then, at the end of that round of real or no real.
Oh, I've had a shocker. I've got nothing. Lexi's got 30.
Yes, Lexi, get in.
Get in there.
Good to speak to you, my love.
Thanks very much.
I like it that the Nerf gun made you laugh so much. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really sure why. It made me chuckle, though.
Right, have a good day, spray tanning.
Thanks very much.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Nice bit of post arrived for you yesterday, Chris.
Oh, no, this wound me up, actually. It's nice getting post. Do you know,
I know.
Because it rarely happens.
I know, apparently, back in the day, Radio 1 DJs used to get loads, like sack loads of mail. Doesn't really happen anymore.
But it's quite exciting. So this little parcel arrives on my desk and I'm thinking, oh, this is good. This is cool.
Was opening it with such excitement in the office yesterday.
And I opened it up and there's a little note. Enclosed is a little present I thought you might like, Chris. Love you, bye. It's from a listener called Emily.
Thanks for this, Emily, because it really properly wound him up. Explain what it is, please.
It's a shirt with Ryan Gosling's face plastered all over it.
Like, you couldn't get any more faces of Ryan Gosling on it.
It's like 1,000 Ryan Gosling faces.
It's actually quite on trend. I can see some people wearing that.
Now, has she bought this from somewhere?
It looks proper.
Or has she made it? In which case, she's gone to great lengths just to wind me up.
Yeah, but it's brilliant. Are you going to wear it?
No. I don't understand why I've been sent it. I can't help but feel that people think that I'm going on a massive crusade about Ryan Gosling now.
Well, you kind of have been.
I don't know. I'm just getting a little bit fed up with... And it's definitely started happening more and more recently. I don't know if he's been in a film lately or what he's done.
He is everywhere at the moment. He's also on our normal 1-4 show, which is being looked after by Matt Edmondson, because he's doing revising...
Oh, this wound me up.
..with... Revising with Ryan Gosling. If people haven't heard this before, what's your problem?
Right, let me find the tweets as well that Radio 1 put out yesterday with his face on. Oh, yeah, so on Radio 1 yesterday, to help people revise, they're putting out these little flashcards on the Radio 1 Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Ryan Gosling, and it says, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together. So why is he involved? Like, it's our show, Scott. Why is he on?
Why is Gosling on?
Who's allowed that?
but you still haven't explained what your problem is.
My problem is everyone seems to think he's perfect, and I'm getting sick of it because as a bloke, it seems that largely, mostly women seem to be comparing
and some boys
guys to Ryan Gosling and holding Ryan Gosling up in such high regard that he can do no wrong.
This sounds like you've had a real kind of personal experience here.
No, I've never met the bloke.
No, I mean, you know, maybe like girls around you possibly fancy him.
Well, everyone does, don't they?
Yeah.
And my point is, what's he done to deserve that, really? And I also think positivity feeds positivity, and that's a bad thing. So where everyone is being positive about Ryan Gosling, it's just leading to more and more this idea that Ryan Gosling is perfect. He's not.
Okay, well, tell us why.
I'd like to tell everyone out there he's not.
Okay.
Well, this is it. So as soon as you start to do some research as to why there might be something wrong with him, all you see is things that are good with him. So I tried to do a bit of research the other day and I came across this article, which is 45 things you never knew about Ryan Gosling. So I thought this is good because this is one of those lists that isn't just saying 10 things that will make you fall in love with Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
10 things that make Ryan Gosling. I thought this will balance it out. All right. So this is a balanced argument.
Right. Yeah. So this is stuff that we just didn't know. And there's bound to be some bad stuff in there, right?
No, there isn't.
Oh.
Number three, he once bought out an entire Girl Scout cookie stand and handed them out to people on the street.
He's so perfect.
Ryan built the car he used in Drive.
Oh, my God.
He built the car he used in Drive. Britney Spears used to play Spin the Bottle with him. And that was probably in her prime.
Yeah. Not so much now. Ryan, and that was probably in her prime.
Ryan built the table from The Notebook that he and Rachel McAdams consummated their relationship
on. Oh, my God. It's like, if you're listening now, is your heart not just bursting a bit?
And I've seen a picture of the table. It's a good job.
Yeah. So you found absolutely nothing.
He saved a woman's life.
Oh, my God.
It's nuts, isn't it? And I think, I don't want to sound like a one-man crusade, but it feels to me that there just needs to be a bit of balance. It's like, everyone's telling him he's perfect. I think he just needs to play it down a bit. I'm not saying that he's going out expressly flaunting it, but a man in his position should realise that people are going to have higher regard of him than more. I mean, there isn't a list here saying 45 reasons why, I'm good or anyone else is good. The problem is there's a massive hysteria now and I'm sort of fed up with it.
Also, there's a shop that our listener may have got that T-shirt from that rhymes with Y-Mark. And they've got all sorts of Ryan Gosling themed clothing.
It's a section now, is it?
There's a whole section.
It's gone too far. And the Radio 1 thing's annoyed me now as well. The revision thing.
We need to get him in.
Why
soon.
Is he on? It feels to me that someone needs to not knock him down the side, but just send a message that we're not all thinking he's perfect. I'd like to know anything that he's done that makes him less perfect.
Are you going to do an alternative list?
I'd love to.
I'd like that a lot. Maybe for tomorrow's show.
Yeah, if anyone can help with that, we can make that. That'll be good. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Got a brand new Kooks track, Down, coming up. And I'm going to play Lady Gaga, G-U-Y. I had a chat with her yesterday. This is what happened.
Hello. Oh, hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to talk to you.
And to you, like we always do every few months. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm happy to hear your voice. How's everything going over there?
I'm just on in the mornings. I'm Radio 1 at the moment, so I'm in a good place.
Good.
Now, where are you at the moment?
I'm actually in Chicago in the States, and I'm rehearsing for the Art Rave, the Art Pop Ball, my new world tour, and I'm really excited. We have a big, huge, clear stage. And the fans can kind of walk underneath it, and it's like a big, giant party. I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
Yeah, it comes here in October, and I've heard about the clear stage. So you need to make sure that I'm guessing you have some already, but maybe invest in some underwear for that.
Yes, I do have panties, yes.
Yeah.
I have more panties than clothes, probably.
Okay, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to walk under the stage as you're performing.
Yeah, it's like a big party, so it's sort of like the stage is like these huge panels of Lucite staging that extend, you know, and really engulf the whole audience in the center of the arena. And but they also have, you know, space underneath them for you to walk, so you can look up underneath the stage at the dancers and me. And there's a like a VIP area for special fans that have bought tickets to sit inside the stage, and they have their own bar, and it's all really fun, and it's just like it's a big art rave.
Amazing. So we were looking forward to that in October. GUY, we're going to play in a second, is the next single. A 7-minute long video.
Yes.
And as you'd expect, it's a spectacle. It's awesome. There's hats, there's men in latex, hot pants. And what I wasn't expecting, the stars of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Why?
Well, we were creating this sort of video that's about, you know, the way that I've, you know, sort of seen my life over the past year, and this sort of like pop cultural explosion of the journey of the album. And so in the video, we put three songs together, Art Pop, Venus, and GUY. And what happens in the video is that I begin as this like fallen angel from the sky, and I'm, you know, walking up the side of this hillside to the Hearst Castle to find some help and some solace.
Okay.
And then when I get there, I'm sort of baptized and snapped back into reality by reality TV. And so the whole video is really about perception and about the way that everybody sees things in different ways, and what is running our life right now in pop culture.
Who are your favorites from The Real Housewife, please? I'm saying Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, I really love Lisa very much. Lisa's very, very sweet. But, you know, they're all very nice in different ways, and they were fun to work with, and they were really excited to be, you know, icons in the video, and to let me create an image with them that I thought was sort of confusing and powerful, and they were really excited.
Is the Vanderpump dog in the video?
Yes.
Oh, God.
He is in the video.
Oh, my God.
He comes with us to hold up this this building where all of the businessmen work that shot me down from the sky into the top of the video. And so we go to kind of take the place over and replace it with these clones that we've made. So Jiggy comes to help with that.
Why did you choose The Real Housewives as opposed to any other reality stars?
Well, I thought that The Real Housewives really embodied kind of, you know, everything that, especially in America, that everyone's really obsessed with in the media. You know, it's all about perception and money, everybody's 15 minutes of fame. It's about, you know, watching other people's lives and sort of, you know, this sort of very judgy, critical society that we live in.
Mm.
And I thought that those women right now especially represent that in my country. So I wanted to create an image that used them, that if you knew who they were, you would really understand what I was trying to say. But if you didn't know who they were, that there was sort of this Greek chorus of famed pop cultural females playing fake instruments.
So is it that you're kind of against that pop culture that we've got at the moment? And like, is that represented in the video, or are you celebrating them?
I'm not really against it. No, I'm not against it. And I am celebrating it, but not necessarily contributing to it. It's really just about showing it in a different way. And I find it like really interesting that people think that I'm strange, you know,
yeah.
When so often I'm watching TV and I'm watching things and I'm thinking, well, this is so completely strange what we're looking at here. So the video is really just about kind of like creating that separation and showing how, you know, different people can see things in different ways. And when I get snapped back into the reality in the video and you see them, you're sort of thinking, you know, why are they here? What's happening? What's going on? And, you know, we see that every day.
What do you find strange on TV then?
I don't know. Isn't it kind of interesting that we sort of stopped writing stories and somebody looked at, you know, the director looked at the cast one day and said, you know what, scratch the script. I'm just going to film you doing nothing.
Yeah.
And so we've really stopped telling stories, and we stopped, you know, or not everyone, but in that particular sphere, we've found it more entertaining to catch people with their pants down, kind of, you know. And what I found very interesting about the girls is that they seem to know that that's happening, and they feel empowered by it, which is what the song is about, DUI. It's about being, you know, out of control and being on the bottom, but still finding a way to feel powerful. So I find that very interesting about them, and I wanted to kind of make an image of that and show that, you know, we still have control in pop culture as well. It's just about the way that you look at it. And I don't know, I find that very, I find the way that pop culture has changed to be very interesting and very strange. And that in particular, that we like to sort of watch each other's lives and make fun of each other. And it's not really very nice. It's very judgmental and critical. But if we, you know, can find a way to see our own strength through all of those things and remember our integrity and who we are, I think that we can kind of just look at it all together and have a laugh.
Oh, my God, you could be president one day.
No, I can't be president. What do you mean? No.
I don't know.
I'm talking about pop culture.
I know, but it's just the way you hold a speech.
Oh, well.
It's a good.
Thanks so much.
Now, you directed this video.
I better have an explanation for the video. It was 7 minutes of your life.
Yeah, that's true. You directed it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did direct it. I just wanted to do something for myself, you know, on my own, and create something that I really, really loved, and the house really loves it, and we put a lot of thought into it. And it's sometimes a bit confusing when you first watch it, because that's a lot of our art form, is that sort of bemusement. We all really love, you know, Matthew Barney and performance art. And so we're always striving to kind of suspend you in a state of, you know, what the hell am I looking at? You know, as time goes on, things will start to make more and more sense.
What did you shout to people on set? Did you use a loud halo? Were you an aggressive director?
Am I aggressive? I don't know. I'm just very, very hands-on. You know, I'm like running around constantly. I'm running to the wardrobe department. I'm running to Richie, who's my choreographer. I'm running to my DP, who's, you know, handling all the lights and the camera moves, and I'm rehearsing.
Have you got a big loud hailer? Like, do this now!
Yeah, it is kind of like back and forth, and I like to keep a really positive, you know, energy with everyone, and I like to have I have theories that when you're making things, that if everybody's really happy and having a good time, that, you know, that feeling will last forever on the film. So, you know, I don't like to make people feel bad or be mean. So it was like making theater for 6 days, you know, and then we just filmed it. When it became what we wanted it to be, we just filmed.
One more thing. We've got Lily Allen on the show later this week, and she has called you a martyr to art this week for standing by what you do. Do you have a message back to her?
Well, that's really very sweet, and I've always been a very big fan of hers, and I appreciate her, you know, standing up for artists and standing up for me in particular. That's really, really admirable for her to do that. And, you know, I think all artists should stand by one another and for one another, because when it becomes, you know, like a competition, then we're not supporting the production of creativity and art. But when you support all artists and you support one another wholeheartedly, kind of like an unconditional love for music, then you're supporting everyone and anything to make what they love. And, you know, I think that's, she's always had that sort of like very old soul heart though of hers. So it doesn't surprise me, but I thought that was very sweet. So thank you, Lily. You're lovely. Love you.
Hey, listen, it's really good to speak to you again. We will see you in October, if not before, for Art Rave, the Art Pop Ball World Tour. I'm going to play GUY now on BBC Radio 1. Thanks, Gaga.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I think there are large parts of that that you need to translate to me. I was trying my hardest to listen and sort of understand what she was saying.
Seriously, your concentration face was on then. You're like,
I was really trying. The last bit about Lily Allen, I heard the first bit in it, which was like, I really respect her. But then the bit after that, I think we might try get a bit of it so you can kind of explain explain to me what's going on.
It is quite hard, but it does make sense. Yeah, it really makes sense.
But it felt
what she's saying really makes sense, but it's just a bit like...
It felt to me like Mastermind at times, but chosen category pop.
Did you feel that you were in Latin?
It did sort of take me back to school a little bit. Like, I'm desperately trying to understand what she's saying, but I think this is too arty for me.
It possibly is. She did also, I didn't want to say it at the time because it's like one of the biggest pop stars in the world, but she did use my least favourite word ever of all time.
Oh, I clocked that. Was this the P word?
Yeah. There needs to be some kind of klaxon or something that goes off next time that happens.
Yes, I do have panties.
Ah! I hate that. Oh, God. Oh, see what it does to me.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have panties. Yes. Yeah.
Also, at one point in that, you okay, hon?
I was a bit like, are you okay, hon? Yeah, just...
Lady Gaga.
I don't think she heard me. But I was just a bit concerned at one point. She was going off on one. I was like, are you okay, hon?
And what happens in the video is that I begin as this, like, fallen angel from the sky. And I'm, you know, walking up the side of this hillside to the Hearst Castle to find some help and some solace.
Okay, hon?
And then when I get there, I'm sort of baptized and snapped back into reality.
Just a bit concerned.
Best one ever. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I think at one point she almost was crying out for the Oscar music.
Oh, what, the music they play at the Oscars or any other award ceremonies where they're going on a bit?
Yes.
I can't do that to Lady Gaga, but here's what it would have sounded like.
We're not supporting the production of creativity and art, but when you support all artists and you support one another wholeheartedly, kind of like an unconditional love for music, then you're supporting everyone and anyone.
Get off.
It's just a bit too arty for me.
I know. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, that set you up for Bumble Air Wednesday, hasn't it? Porter Robinson and Language. Oh, yeah, while we're talking about that, we might as well. Get involved. Bumble Air Wednesday, halfway through the week. Are you ready? Wait for it. Hang on. People all over the UK are going crazy on their way to work, in their cars, in their offices, in their homes, going mad for it. Right, OK. I've got a brand new track of the day. You're hearing this all day on Radio 1. It is Ellie Goulding and a new track called Beating Heart. She performed it last weekend at the MTV Music Awards. Wow, that's quite a dress that she wore. It's kind of like... It looks like gold armour.
Show me.
Gold armour dress. And she's got a very big slit up the dress. You see it there?
Oh, yes, yeah. Right, okay.
Looking good.
Is that an accident or...?
No, I think that's supposed to be there, like that big thing there.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And just a show of a pant.
Yeah, just a hint.
Just a little hint of pant there. The Scott Mills Daily. We gave her a job on the show yesterday at Showbiz Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we get to all the showbiz, can I just ask you, what were you going on about Ryan Gosling rant earlier?
Ah, right, yes.
Oh, well, yeah, there was a Ryan Gosling rant earlier.
Do you know what? A lot of people agree with me, Katie. It's just all a bit over the top with Ryan Gosling. I think we almost need to make a list of things that aren't quite so perfect with Ryan Gosling, just to knock him down a peg or two.
You know, do you know what? I agree with you as well. I don't know. He's just a bit... Like what I said about Zac Efron, I think he's a bit sneaky. I think he's got his little persona that he thinks he's Mr. Perfect.
Mm.
But I just don't think... Well, he's not... Again, he's not my cup of tea. He's just... I prefer a proper man. He's a bit more of a... Bit of a wetty, really, isn't he?
Interesting. But he did make his own car for one of his films. Yeah. And then he also made a table. That he then consummated love on.
A really good job.
And it was a great, good table.
It's a table, it's a car, it's not a big deal, is it, really?
I couldn't do that.
Well, never mind, that's all right.
And Scott was your hottie of the week. Yeah. Katie, what do you think is wrong with Ryan Gosling?
No, he's just a bit... He's got, like, looking at pictures of him, he's just got this little smug little smile on his face all the time. He's always got this little smug look on his face, and his eyes are really close together as well. Oh, he's just... Fair enough if he makes a table, I can buy a table. I don't need someone to make me one.
True. I appreciate you supporting me, and
it's all right.
I can tell that it's sort of working you up a little bit as well.
I don't know. My mum's all for it. My mum thinks he's absolutely brilliant. She's like, because I was telling her, I was just like, oh, listening to the rant this morning. She was like, what's he doing? He's mental. I think he's absolutely stunning. I'm like, Mum, he's too young for you for a start. Mm. And he's just, oh, no, no. He looks like his face is about to melt.
What?
His face is about to melt. It's really like, it drops down a lot.
Melty face?
Yeah.
All right, well, you've given us a few reasons to not like him.
Yeah, no, just no.
The only problem is here, Katie, we weren't meant to talk showbiz news because we've got the revision hour coming up.
Hmm.
We weren't meant to talk showbiz news, or we
were. No, we were, but we've got no time now because we've got a revision power hour because we've been talking about Ryan Gosling.
So once again, he's ruined something else.
Sorry.
There we go. Anti-Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Not
okay.
Good.
No time for showbiz, but we'll call you tomorrow.
Are you letting her press play?
Yeah.
Be quick, though.
Press play on the next song.
Okie dokie.
You know how to do it now on your phone? Yeah, one?
Yeah, I'm pressing it.
All right.
On. Oh, there you go.
I think you misfired. Do it again.
Again. No, again.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Okay.
You're doing it wrong.
Hurry up. Oh, one last shot.
What are you doing?
Wait. I'm pressing the button.
Have you got fat fingers?
No.
Well, press the button properly then.
Come on, we're in a rush.
Right. God.
That was it.
Yes.
Good work.
Got fat fingers.
Back tomorrow morning when you wake up at 6.30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy. After 9.30, we'll be joined by Foxes to play Innuendo Bingo. And after 8, a chat with Lily Allen.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.